Cat Raise the Dead, A Joe Gray Mystery by Shirley Russo Murphy, narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. Within the dark laundry room, she stood to the side of the door's narrow glass, where she would not be seen from the street, stood looking out into the night. The black sidewalk and the leafy growth across the street in the neighboring yards formed a dense tangle, a vague mosaic fingered by sickly light from the distant street lamp. Pale leaves shone against porch rails and steps, unfamiliar and strange, and beneath a porch roof hung a mass of vines, twisted into unnatural configurations. Beneath these gleamed the disembodied white markings of the gray cat, where it crouched, staring in her direction, predatory and intent, waiting among the black bushes for her to emerge again into the night. She stepped aside, not breathing, moving farther from the glass. But the cat turned its head, following her movement, its yellow eyes catching the thin light, blazing like light-struck ice, amber eyes staring into hers. Shivering, sickened, she backed deeper into the shadows of the laundry room, clutching her voluminous black raincoat more tightly around herself, nervously smoothing its lumpy, heavy folds. She couldn't guess how much the cat could see in the blackness through the narrow glass. She didn't know if it could make out the pale oval of her face, the faint halo of gray hair. The rest of her should blend totally into the darkness of the small room. Her black gloved hands, the black coat buttoned to her throat, even her shoes and stockings were black. She had no real understanding of how precisely well cats could see.